boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Dude, things are getting weird at the gym for me.
Why?
Well, I guess I shouldn't say at the gym because, yeah, I'm still going and I still don't really like it that much.
Same.
But more recently, I'm getting text messages from my gym, which I think is kind of normal because it's a subscription. So, of course, they're going to send deals that are going
on. My gym doesn't text me.
Okay, well,
they only email me like almost every day with, oh, if you bring a buddy and they sign up, you're going to get a free membership.
That's what I normally I get the emails of like, oh, yeah, refer a friend and get this or, I don't know, half off memberships or whatever. But today I got my second text message. So I didn't I was thinking back the last time that I got a message from my gym was back in February, and it just said, Taylor, hope that you're enjoying your workouts. That was it. That was the text message I got.
I'm like, are they watching you?
Well, I was like, I'm not. And that's not your guys' fault. That's a me problem. That's not
me
a problem.
Personally, I hate it.
So then I didn't even think about it since then. But today, my boyfriend texted me, who goes to the same gym, and said, oh my God, our gym is texting me. I said, oh yeah, I've gotten that before. And I had gotten a message before him saying, refer a friend and get a free t-shirt.
Ooh.
But there was no link or anything, which I thought was a little bit weird because I'm like, how do you know that I'm referring a friend and how do I get this t-shirt if you're not going to send me like a link?
Yeah.
So he's like, what? You got a free t-shirt message? That's not what I got. And I was like, well, what text message did you get from the gym? And he said, it was a lady saying it was great to chat yesterday and that she hopes I'm enjoying my workouts. And from there, I'm cracking my knuckles, okay? What are we doing? Who's doing that?
What lady's talking to him at the gym?
I think it's somebody that probably sits at the front desk because the people there are super friendly and are always like, hey, great job working out today as you're leaving, or they welcome you in. But somebody now is like, hey, nice chat. Hope you had a great workout.
And to your boyfriend.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, why are you getting that? And I'm getting a t-shirt.
So you're mad because you didn't get that and you only got a t-shirt?
Well,
I want the t-shirt text.
That's, I don't know.
I don't want the other one.
I feel like I want to be dramatic about this. So I was responding to him like, huh, interesting. That's strange. What did you say? What did you say to her when you walked into the gym or whoever this is?
This is when you can go into full crazy girlfriend mode, right? I feel like you can enter that mode and be like, oh, so there's another woman.
And the woman is the gym. I never saw this coming.
You were just talking about how your gym is texting you and like, hey, Taylor, hope you had a great workout. And now they're texting your boyfriend, too.
And saying, hey, great chat yesterday. And I'm like, what? Okay. What are you? Weird. Let's keep it at hope you're enjoying your workouts. Let's keep it that way, please.
I wish, though, that my gym did something like this. The only thing I get from them is in my email almost every single day. It's like, hey, we've got merch on sale.
Yeah, spend more money.
But exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, bring a buddy and you'll get half price your money that you spend with us.
It's just rubbing it in your face. Like, I don't actually have any friends. Thank you for reminding me.
But the only company that I know of that reaches out to me that I do appreciate is State Farm. I have them for my car insurance and renter's insurance. Mm-hmm. And I love having them because they leave me alone all year round. They don't bother me at all. And I love it. They don't try to upsell me ever. But what I love is that on my birthday, they send me a card and they text me, hey, Destiny, happy birthday. And I'm like, my mom forgot, but thank you remembering.
If you can't count on anybody, at least you can count on...
State Farm is coming then! They're
going to text me.
No, it's not Jake, though.
See, that would like really level it up, but I do like that they are a constant in your life.
They text me, they send me a birthday card for my birthday, they send me Christmas cards.
What?
Yeah, they care about me. Sometimes my family doesn't.
Ouch.
You Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have unlocked a new side of TikTok that may be my favorite now, and that is private investigator TikTok.
Where the heck am I not? I'm not on that.
I don't know how I got on it, but it's so interesting.
I bet it's juicy.
A lot of them are retired or they've moved on in their careers, but they share like secrets and tips and things they learn.
Is it like,
learn.
Oh, you can tell someone's lying to you if they wink?
Kind of.
Dude. Getting you on this TikTok. Are you listening? Hello?
Yeah, you got to say it into your phone a couple times. So I stumbled across a guy named Ray Rano, which just sounds like a private investigator.
Kind of a cool name.
He was talking about something that he learned as a private investigator. And he says that there's one key thing that men do when they cheat. And this is something that gives away the fact that they are cheating in their relationship. Mm. So obviously I'm like, yeah, I gotta watch this. This feels like something I should know. He said when they are going off to their hookups, they will go through a car wash.
What?
Yeah. He said if a guy's going to pick up his sweetie on the side, is what he said, he wants a clean car. So before he goes and hooks up with whoever it is, he's going to probably go through a car wash and make sure it's shiny and clean. And he said it really is like more of a guy thing, that he doesn't really see women do it, because normally if two people are meeting up for a secret rendezvous, the woman's going to jump into the guy's car. Guys want to drive. It's really rare that he ever saw a guy get into a female's car. So he said in his years of being hired by women who are like, I think my dude is being unfaithful to me, this is something he started taking notice of. Like every single time he'd be following them, they'd go through the car wash and he'd be like, huh, guess what's going to happen next? He's probably going to go meet up with somebody. So now I'm like, I want to go check. I just want to sit at the car wash and people
watch. That's
what I'm thinking.
That's my new people watching spot.
And see who's like looking a little bit nervous. Maybe get out and see who smells of cologne really strongly. It's going to be the new people watching spot.
I just go get some popcorn and then I sit near the vacuums. It's usually got vacuums, you know.
And not vacuum your own car, but watch everybody else.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Now, everybody has got Easter on their brain right now because it's coming up this Sunday.
It is.
I can't believe it. Say that to you, you go bug-eyed like you forgot.
It just feels so soon. I don't know why. Maybe because it's technically still in March. I don't know. It's sneaking up on me.
Well, I've got Easter on the mind, and so I was doing some digging, some searching into the cat stories, and I found one that has to do with Easter. I mean, who would have thought cats and Easter go hand in hand, but apparently they do.
Okay, I love it.
So I don't know if you know this, but since 2019, the Cadbury Bunny has held a contest for a new bunny every year.
Okay, that's adorable.
Right? Now, it doesn't have to be a bunny.
Shut up. Shut up.
You just have to represent the spirit of the Cadbury Bunny. That is it.
No.
That is it. It could be any animal. It does not have to be a bunny anymore, okay? So as long as you, in their mind, represent the spirit of the Cadbury Bunny, you could do it. So last year, Crash the Cat. Don't look up anything yet. What are you looking
at? Can I look up what the Cadbury Bunny looks like?
Sure, I don't care.
Okay, continue.
Last year, I just don't want you to find out who won this year, okay?
No, I just want to know what this bunny looks like.
Last year, Crash the Cat, you're going to find out why his name is Crash the Cat here in a second, was the first feline winner from Idaho. Just first feline in ever, but the cat's from Idaho, won. It's an 8-year-old rescue who lost an eye in a car accident, hence why it's called Crash the Cat.
I love it.
He can do high fives.
The cat can high five?
Yes, they freaking can, man. Yeah, I know.
I gotta send my kids to school. They cannot do that.
Yeah, dude, this cat's awesome. That's why Crash the Cat won last year. So other previous winners over the last couple years was Annie Rose, the therapy dog, in 2022.
Oh.
Betty the Frog in 2021.
Okay, where do the what happens with these winners? Do they get to be on the cover of something?
Oh, we'll get to in a second. Hold your horses over there. Lieutenant Dan, the treeing Walker Coonhound in 2020.
Lieutenant Dan, that is amazing. That's one of my favorites so far.
And then when they started all of it, Henry the English Bulldog in 2019. Now, let's get to how this all happens and who the heck won this year.
Well, yeah, because I now want to, it's probably too late, I'm assuming. No, I'd like to submit my cats next year.
So what they do is on Cadbury Bunny's the Cadbury like candies Instagram, they do like a bracket style because it's March Madness. They do like a bracket style type of thing, and they do like an elimination tournament on their Instagram. This started March 11th. It ended March 23rd. So you literally just, you just missed it. They had a final four this year where fans could choose from Sheldon the Bunny.
Cute.
Gravy the Cat.
Gravy's a great, these are all great names, but it should have been my cat.
Loki the Cat.
Again.
And Louie the Raccoon.
The raccoon won, didn't it?
And the winner for this year was Louie the Raccoon.
Shut up. So now what?
So Louie is the 2024 Bunny of the Year. Louie is a two-year-old Florida raccoon. He's no longer able to live in the wild. He wins $7,000 in prize money.
What is that raccoon going to do with $7,000? What is he going to do with that? He's going to have the most tricked out dumpster.
That's true. He probably is.
Okay.
And not only will he win $7,000, he will be featured in a 2025 Cadbury commercial, because obviously it's too late now to do the commercial. People are going to buy their candy. They're going to be done for next year. So you will be seeing a raccoon in a Cadbury Bunny commercial next year. Taylor, you have got to put your cats into this. I mean, you're going to win money because they separate the money.
Well, I'm sorry to my cats. That's my money if I win it.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
This is a first, ladies and gentlemen. Normally, we are getting stories from somebody who's been on a really horrible date because it's usually the other person's fault, right? They chewed with their mouth open. They interrupted or whatever. But today's story comes from Tyler, and Tyler knows that he is the problem.
Wow.
So let's just jump right into it because it also comes with a lesson. Tyler said, I would like to admit that I was the horrible date this past weekend. I met up with a girl that I've been texting on Saturday night at a bar for a couple drinks, and I was really excited because she was really interesting to text. So I thought it had to go great in person. I got to the spot first and found us a booth and quickly realized that there are some pretty good basketball games on. So I chose the side of the booth facing the TV. She arrived and she looked great and our conversation was going really well at the start. But I kept catching myself watching the game above her head when she was talking. Mm. And then I noticed I couldn't even really finish a sentence without trailing off because I was too focused on what was happening in the game. And I knew I was blowing this date. So I decided I would ask if she wanted to come back to my place for a little bit so I could really focus on her because I did like her. We got to my house and I turned on the TV for her and then said I was going to go run to my room to throw on a sweatshirt. By some strange coincidence, the TV was on the game when I got back into the room. I thought maybe she put it on, and I said, oh, what's the score? She stood up and said, my stomach is really bothering me. I think I'm going to go. So I walked her to the door, and she said, kind of seems like you want to watch the game anyway. I texted her the next day saying I had a great time, and she didn't answer. And then I texted her again apologizing for not really paying attention, and she also didn't answer that, so she went full ghost mode on me. So what did I learn from this situation? Don't go on new dates during March Madness. She's better than me going to his house because I don't think I would have even made it that far.
Nope, I wouldn't have. You already proved yourself at the restaurant. Nothing was going to change at the house.
I think she could have gotten up from the date at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably wouldn't have noticed.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Eh. It's kind of how I feel.
That's how I feel.
I don't know what this, like, spring situation is. It's been, what, over a week since the official start of spring?
And has not felt like it at all.
It's not giving spring out there. And I also feel like, to prove it, we all should take pictures of our outfits every day just to prove that it's
not. Do you
not
see what I'm wearing today? This is not spring.
You got on a puffer vest.
I know.
And, like, here's the thing. When I left the house this morning, I was like, oh, I should grab a rain jacket because it's like sprinkling outside. And then by the time that we leave tonight, it's gonna be like, oh, I really wish that I wore my parka because it's flurrying and it's snowing. I just can't even with this.
I'm ready for 'tis the season to have to shave your leg hair.
And you know what? I am ready to make that commitment.
I hate that I said that out loud because nobody wants to make that kind of commitment, but I'm ready for it.
I think everybody is ready, even though it's annoying to have to put lotion on your legs and all the things.
Oh, God.
And, you know, buying more deodorant. We're ready for it. Bring it on, please.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It's kind of crazy. When you were younger, it always felt like Easter. You had that Easter spirit. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell it was coming up on Sunday, right? You just were in that mood.
Yeah.
As you get older, you almost kind of lose that spirit. And you're like, oh, God, it's Sunday. Oh, God. Okay.
It literally has snuck up on me in a way that I have never felt before. That, yeah, you're right. I don't feel like I'm in the Easter spirit, even though I have been buying Reese's eggs for the last 6 weeks.
Taylor.
Still not in the spirit.
How are you not in the spirit after that?
They're delicious, but I'm not feeling Eastery.
The question is, most Americans bite off what part of the chocolate bunny first?
Interesting.
I know.
I feel like, I wish I had a chocolate bunny to
try
it out, but I don't. Hopefully you do, or you can pick one up on your way home and also text us your guess or what you find out, what brand of chocolate bunny you got.
Okay, I will get you a freaking chocolate bunny tomorrow, okay?
8019 says the tail.
Yeah.
Little butt.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
5586 said the ears and the head.
Yeah, that feels like almost two answers in one. Because, you know, like, I guess I would say the face is different than the ears.
The ears are its own thing.
Right. It's like the biggest part of the entire
100%.
Bunny. 2817 says the feet.
I feel like you're a feet person. You would start there.
I don't. You know what? I would tell you what kind of person I am if I had a freaking chocolate bunny on site, but I don't.
For the love of God, I got to go to Amazon or something and get you a freaking chocolate bunny.
I will never know what kind of person I am because I don't have one to
just
test
imagine.
It out.
Use a piece of paper, pretend it's a chocolate bunny, put it in your mouth, and tell me what part you eat first. Okay, I'm being rude.
I'm not doing
now
that.
I'm just being rude.
I'm not doing that.
Most of me, if she doesn't come to the show tomorrow, you know why. It's because I didn't get her a chocolate bunny.
If you come empty handed tomorrow, then it's our last day.
We didn't even make it to a whole year. Oh, crap. We might be getting a divorce. I really don't know. Anybody know a good divorce lawyer? Let me know. Here's how I can tell. It's time to finally give the answer to tonight's trivia question. Because 0682 texted in. They said, all my kids say the ears. Dad, it's the ears. So we really got to give the answer now.
I can hear.
Someone's getting yelled at right now.
100%.
If you missed it, tonight's trivia question. Most Americans bite off what part of the chocolate bunny first?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Well, Dad, you can tell all the kids in the car that they are correct. It is the ears. That is what most Americans bite off when it comes to the chocolate bunny first. Is that you, Taylor? Okay, I shouldn't ask. That was mean. I shouldn't have asked that.
Why?
I know what I don't even need to have a chocolate bunny. I know what I bite off first.
The ears?
No, the butt. I like to go for the butt first. I don't know why I do, but I do. When I say it out loud, I was like, I probably shouldn't admit that out loud. That was messed up.
I'll leave my thoughts to myself. The nosy person in me
kind of loves when I get a phone call that is very clearly meant for a different person, but they're calling my phone number. I like to find out why.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
What's the situation? So we're asking you, who are you getting phone calls from that are not meant for you? I saw this happen this morning because I was getting my hair done and my hairdresser was like, oh, sorry, my phone's ringing. I'm going to answer it because it's a number I don't recognize. And she answers and very quickly is like, I'm not Wayne. Please take my name off your list. This is not Wayne's phone number. And she hangs up. Her name's not Wayne. I know that. So I'm like, what is going on over there? She's like, I keep getting these phone calls and they're asking for Wayne. Don't know who that is. It's not her husband's name. She doesn't have any kids named Wayne. She's like, I keep getting calls from like mortgage collectors and debt collectors and like, whoever Wayne is, he's in a little bit of financial trouble.
Oh.
She's like, I keep telling them, you have the wrong number. He gave you the wrong number or you have a wrong digit or something. Please stop calling me. But they keep doing it.
Well, they want their money.
Well, I'm sure they do. But she's kind of at the point where she's like, okay, I'm not paying off Wayne's debt.
No.
But she
no matter how much you bother me.
she's like, I know that he has a house outside of his means. I wonder what else I can find out about this
guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. I'm sure it gets really old and really annoying for people to be like, please pay. And you're like, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of getting information about somebody that you have no idea who it is.
Oh, 100%. You're like, I don't know you, but I do know a whole lot about you now.
And I know how much you owe. I was kind of jealous of my hairstylist this morning because she told me she was getting calls for somebody named Wayne or that were intended for whoever Wayne is because he's got some debt collectors looking for him and mortgage people and they think her phone number is his. And I was like, that is, I'm sure, annoying, but it's got to be kind of juicy.
Oh, yeah. You're getting all the tea.
We want to know from you, who are you getting calls for that is just not meant for you? Have you ever had this happen?
Oh, this is happening to me right now, actually. It happens quite often. Just got one on Thursday, but I would say I get one minimum once a month, but could happen once, twice a week for this guy named Andrew. Everybody's looking,
Andrew?
Everybody's looking for Andrew. What I do know of Andrew is that he is a doctor of some sort or works in the medical field. And Andrew, I don't know if he has my number on his application or what, or maybe had my phone number at one point many years ago. I don't know, but I've had my phone number since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But people call Andrew, which is my phone number, and they're like, hey, Andrew, I'm going to use, you know, St. Luke's, for instance. Hey, this is St. Luke's. We're here looking to hire this position. We think you'd be a really great candidate.
Yeah.
You know, give us a call back if you're interested. I'm not Andrew. I'm also definitely not qualified in the medical field. But yeah, they're constantly asking him for jobs. The voicemail I got on Thursday was a guy who is calling Andrew. It sounded like for medical advice. Like he is another medical provider who's asking Andrew for medical advice for his patient. I'm like, is this a HIPAA violation? Because I just heard about this patient and then they got some problems.
I think you should start answering and like giving your best advice.
Oh, God.
There's just something so stupidly funny about getting phone calls that are not meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the person on the other side of the line is convinced that you are, I don't know, Charles, and you're really calling Destiny.
Yeah, I know.
We are asking, who are you getting calls for that aren't for you? But my mom actually texted me.
Mama
about
Kris Jenner?
Yes. I don't think I've ever heard this story, but she says, my grandpa was getting calls. This is so bad. He was getting all the calls for a grocery store deli.
Yeah. As someone who worked at a grocery store, I can only imagine how bad that is.
And my grandpa is a very funny man, but once he's annoyed, he's going to get frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
So it sounds like he was getting so many of them that he got to the point of being frustrated and he started answering the phone. hi, grocery store, deli, and he started taking the orders. So those people,
oh God,
those people ordering buns for their graduation parties
didn't get the buns. For
no,
their graduation.
They were talking to my grandpa. So if you didn't get your buns for your graduation
party,
what
is your grandpa's name?
Dan.
God dang it, Dan.
But I get it. You hit that point sometimes where you're like, stop calling me. I'm not the deli. We want to know from you.
Well, can you ask him if they have any turkey meat for me?
Yeah, let me call him after this.
Every week I get a phone call for people who think that they are getting hold of Andrew, who must be a doctor. He definitely works in the medical field.
He's got to be a genius, too.
He is. And they are always constantly asking him for advice for patients. Now, if I ever were to pretend to be Andrew, this would go so bad.
You would be caught. Red-handed.
Red-handed. It's a good thing I always send those phone calls to voicemail every time.
Well, yeah, someday maybe they'll catch on, but we've been asking you.
God.
We've been asking you, who are you getting phone calls for that are not meant for you? Colleen, what were yours about?
You guys are going to laugh about this one. So the person who had my number before me, his name was Brian. He has a pet pig, like an actual pet pig.
What?
Yeah. I've gotten calls from his veterinarian reminding him of appointments for his pet pig.
Isn't it funny how, like, if it happens more than once, you kind of feel like you know the person?
That's why I'm like, I know Andrew so well. I might as well see him as a doctor at this point.
You should. You should book him and see what he's like.
I feel like I know him so well. He's like my best friend.
Basically,
my doctor.
I feel like I know this guy, whoever Dan is. I feel like I know him. Now, this is slowed down, but back in like 2020, I feel like pandemic times, I was getting calls from an older guy. And every time he would leave a voicemail and be like, hey, Dan, it's 11:30 and I'm just trying to get you up out of bed. I'm going to stop by the house and I really like what you've done with the lawn. And okay, I call you. Love you. Bye. And it was just like the most random stuff. Him being like, hey, just checking in on you. Hey, haven't heard from you in a while. I got to the point where I was like, I got to let this guy know that I'm not Dan because he's worrying about his friend or his brother or I don't know how they were related. So I sent a text because I didn't want to talk to him on the phone. I was scared of that. I just texted him after he had called and been like, hey, so sorry. I think you have the wrong number. This is not Dan. And then I never heard from him again. So I hope,
but I'm just curious how the lawn's looking, though.
I know. I'm like, what did he have going on in the backyard that caught his eye so much while he was driving by? Weird. What happened to you?
Brown's Dog Supply, and I believe they're in Dubuque, or we had the same phone number except area code, and it was my work number. So I would get calls that would just be, hey, I need some, you know, dog supply or dog food. And I finally looked him up and realized it, and it just became a running joke at work, and my coworkers would prank me.
I can only imagine what that would be like.
Oh, your coworkers getting in on the drama and
everybody suddenly is ordering dog food from you. It'd be a real funny joke. Joseph, who are you getting calls for that aren't meant for you?
A famous pizza restaurant when I lived in Ohio. It was funny.
How did you handle that?
Oh, it's great. You know, I just like was like, thanks for calling, or buy one, get one, free pizzas are free today while you picked up.
This is a thought that's going to keep me up all night long. If I'm getting a phone call for a guy named Andrew who works in the medical field, who's getting phone calls for me?
Yeah.
A girl named Destiny who works in radio, or a girl named Taylor. Who's getting our phone calls? And what are they saying about us?
Oh, my God. Now I'm spiraling.
You're going to be up all night tonight, aren't you? Yeah, same girl.
Man, it really makes you think, because it feels like everybody has had this happen before where you're getting a phone call that is completely meant for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not meant for you at all. But for some reason, the numbers got switched.
Yeah.
Mitch, what was that situation for you?
Well, for the last about 8 to 10 years, I've been getting calls for a lawn service company. So every summer I get probably 10 to 20 calls throughout the summer asking to take care of their lawn or trim trees or something along that effect that I clearly don't do. I typically push them to voicemail, but sometimes I respond back to the point where now I actually know the correct number so I can redirect them.
Oh, see, you're better than me. I would take it like as a side hustle. at that point. Be like, sure, I'll come mow.
I have to take down all of my Post Malone posters in my bedroom, all of my shrines that I have in my place, because I am absolutely done being a fan of Post Malone. I'm done.
I feel like something horrible has had to have happened. Yeah. Because, like, he has a baby. That was devastating for you.
But I'm still crushing on him. Still thinking we're going to be together one day.
Yeah, he's obviously has a girlfriend. They are engaged.
Yeah,
see, you survived that. So now I'm like, what could he possibly have done? They hurt your feelings.
This
so
man,
bad.
Austin, ruined my night. Wasted my time, Taylor. Everybody was posting about it on social media. His dad, his manager, him, Amazon Prime. Everybody was posting about this new movie that he was going to be in. It's called Roadhouse. And I know that there's been other like Roadhouse movies in the past. It's like a remake, right?
Okay.
And they're like, Post Malone's going to be in it. And of course, I'm like, ah!
I've heard you mention this because you're like, I'm going to go home and watch the new Post Malone movie. And I was like, did I miss that on social media?
It's not really like his movie, but he's definitely in the movie. Okay. And I thought, you know, he'd be in a couple of scenes. No, Taylor, he's in one scene at the very beginning of the movie. He says one line basically saying he doesn't want to fight somebody. It was a waste of my time because the whole night.
You watched the rest of it and you were waiting for him.
I watched the rest of the stupid movie, Taylor, thinking, oh, Post Malone's going to come back. He didn't come back. He didn't come back. He still didn't come back. I hate fighting movies. I hate blood. I hate punching. I hate all those things. I like rom-coms. There was no kissing. There was no calm. There was nothing there for me. It was a waste of my time. I'm a little ticked off with Post Malone right now.
There was barely even any Post Malone, it sounds like.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
What do you do when your dating apps suck?
Oh my God, please tell me. Sorry. That was
asking for a friend.
I was asking for the girl nutback. Not for myself.
Okay, well.
Because that came off a little desperate.
You said it, not me. I saw something on TikTok that I think is just plain genius because there's so many people who are sick of the dating apps. There's an app for everything and all the things that you're looking for to the point where it's like, sometimes you just want to meet somebody in real life.
Oh, 100%.
So there's a trend of girls coming up with what looks like dating business cards, a.k.a. Now, I know you hate this word, but you can't deny that this isn't clever. Riz-ness cards.
Ew, ew, ew. I kind of like that, though. I hate the word riz. So
I do, too, but riz-ness cards.
That's genius.
It is genius. So the video that I saw, it was a girl actually doing it for her friend, but I think you could make these for yourself if you wanted to. But basically, the front side of it's like a little business card. It's cute. She made it online and got it printed at like Staples or something. The front side of it says, I'm taken, but my best friend is hot and single.
Oh.
And there's a QR code on that side, which says, scan me to check her out and ask her out. And it leads to the friend's Instagram. So I love this already. If you're somebody that's like, oh my gosh, I like to go out with my girlfriends, but I don't really know what to do. If a guy hits on me, you can just pull out the business card.
Dude, I love this.
Wing woman, one of your girls that you're with. And then on the back side of the card, again, because she made this for her friend, it says the Hot Haley cheat sheet.
Oh, because that's the bestie thing. Okay.
And she included a couple of fun facts, things that you should know. So she put that she loves dogs and that you should too. Red wine always. Her favorite flavor is anything but vanilla. She's a Jeep girl. And then there's a couple of other things. Uh-huh. But I think you could include like their favorite cocktail because that would help the guy like, oh yeah, she's hot. I want to order her some sort of drink, a vodka lemonade because that's her favorite. And that's what she had them printed so that when she's out and there's a cute bartender that her friend's like too scared to go talk to, she can just hand them the business card.
Dude, I love this because there are so many times, you know, that I would be out in public and I'm like, I think you're cute, but I'm too nervous to come up and talk to you. So if I could just hand a business card and walk away, boom, bada bing, like that's awesome. But also, I have told you that I think your best friends can help you find the love of your life easier than you probably could.
Oh, because yeah, they know you better than you sometimes.
You could be handing out this business card left and right for me. It would be so great. Well, my question is, what the heck are you putting on it? Because she said the Ford cheat sheet. What are you putting on that? I'm nervous what you're putting on that. I know you're putting some bad things. You're going to be way too honest. You're going to give them some things that are kind of a red flag to most people. Well, but you think you're helping them out. Like, she cries a lot. Don't put that on there.
I think you should find a different business card distributor that is not me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
If you are talking to someone and you're like, okay, I think they are marriage material, or maybe you are thinking about proposing to your significant other, hold your horses, okay? Let's just get through the next couple of minutes and let me go over just four things with you. Why are you giving me a weird look?
Why do we gotta listen to you?
It's not my advice, okay? Clearly, I shouldn't be giving advice.
Okay.
It is from a guy on TikTok. His four things, he says that if you and your significant other can agree on it, on these four things, there is a high probability that you will stay married. And you should agree on these four things prior to marriage.
Ooh, okay.
So you and your boyfriend tonight, Taylor, should be going over these four things.
We'll see if I'm in the mood. I don't know. I don't know if I can fight.
You're like, am I feeling spicy
tonight?
Well,
you said you have to agree. And what happens if you don't? Then you're probably going to bicker.
That's true. That's true. Number one is money. Okay. How do we handle it? How do we view money? Do we view it as spendy, spendy, let's go to Home Goods and TJ Maxx like I like to do?
Ow, don't that do
hurt.
That.
That hurt because that hurt me too, saying that out loud. Or do you like to just, because there's two types of people out there. There's like, you know, you and I who like to spend money a little bit on some fun things. Uh-huh. And then there's people who are like, you spend nothing, we save everything.
No.
And I don't think those two people should probably.
I can understand why that probably wouldn't work out long term.
Yeah. So how do we handle it? How do we view money? Those are two things you really should talk about.
I feel like mine's pretty obvious. I don't know if that needs to be a discussion.
Do I need to say more? Look at my receipts. All right, number two, kids. Are we going to have them? If so, how many?
Oh,
how are we going to treat them? Because that's a big
thing.
Yeah,
like what kind of parent would you be?
100%. Like, are we grounding them? Are we grounding parents? Mm-hmm. Are we not grounding parents? Are we giving them allowances? A big thing I think you should also talk about is, are we paying for their college?
That's a great point. How long are we supporting them and 100%. To what extent?
Yeah, you got to talk about these things. So that's another one that this guy says, if you talk about it prior to marriage and you agree on it, you have a high probability of staying married.
So far, I'm not having fun. I'm not going to lie. These are heavy.
Man. I know. Because now we're getting into some crazy things like the in-laws. Here we go.
You're going to talk about the in-laws?
No. Yep. He says you got to agree on these. How are we going to handle that? How do we handle the in-laws? I know you don't like my mom.
If you dog on my mom, dude, it's over. Because if my mom doesn't like you, it's over.
See, you need to talk about these things. Don't poo-poo on my mom. She's my mommy, you know?
Interesting. I would have never thought about being like, okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, because usually you hear those couples that are like, oh my God, I can't stand his mother. Uh-huh. Well, like, imagine if your boyfriend said that about your mom. Like, that probably would hurt your feelings.
It's like, hey, that's my mom you're talking about. Knock it off.
Down over there. See, you got to talk about that right now. Like, do you not like my mom? Because Mama Kris Jenner is in the picture at all times.
You better lie to me or break up with me.
Another big one he said you need to discuss is, are we going to stand beside each other in crazy family drama? Because things are going to go down. And
what are we planning for? Dude, what?
End of the world, Taylor.
Okay.
She don't like this.
I'm just, okay, go on. Yeah,
there's always family drama. Mama Kris Jenner might not like your brother at the end of the day. I don't know. What did they get into a fight?
And where I'm talking about my significant other, about what side he's on?
Whose side are you going to be on in that fight? Pick Mama Kris Jenner. It's what I've learned in that one.
I am so confused.
Those are things we need to discuss. She hates that.
So I need to go home tonight and be like, hey, babe, I bought something stupid at Target. Not really into having kids. What was the third one? You better like my mom or shut up. And
pretty much
don't make any crazy Facebook statuses about my family.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, it sums it up. There's one more thing.
Oh my God.
And that is religion. You just need to come to an agreement on religion. Oh, also, can we agree on religion? Great. Ignore what I bought at Target.
Amen, baby.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.